Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Beis, as we start a new world here in Daf Yomi land, and it is really a really totally new world. Some mesechtas build on each other, but the next time we switch mesechtas from Nedarim to Nazir, that is more of a building on. Nazirus is a type of Neder. It will be a new world, as it always is, but it's more of a connection. Our Masechta really is a new world that we haven't really spoken about most of the topics in Masechas Ksubis, except for the connection of Perek HaLamadir. We spoke about Nedarim that a wife makes. Could the husband live with it? Is it a Mekartos in the marriage if he didn't know about it, etc.? But this Masechta is really about two topics. One is making a Neder, one is getting rid of a Neder. Making a Neder is the first couple of Prakim, in terms of all different types of Nedarim. Promises and vows, the difference between a neder and a shvua, all different elements in those sugyas. That is the first half, and then the other topic mentioned is hatara and hafara, uprooting or nullifying the neder. Those are two different things, uprooting or nullifying, one by the husband, one by the rabbanon. Hataras nedarim that we're familiar with, most of the context of nedarim in the Torah is of hafara, and hataras nedarim is in the context of a husband and a wife, and that's why the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos, that's another connection why nedarim is right after Ksubis, right? One could have put nedarim in a different seder. It's not exactly specifically related to a married woman and a husband and a husband and a wife, but either way, this is where it is, and this is its connection. There is a major machlokas, which we'll have to come back to a number of times, between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvos are we dealing with when we open up this mesechta? How many mitzvos? What kind of mitzvah? Well, first of all, in general, it's not a good idea to make a neder. We're going to have later on that making a neder is looked down upon by the Rabbanan. A shvua in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you touched on that in Ksubis, uvishmo tishaveya, that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether that is a separate mitzvah zaseida araisa or not. Whether that's a good idea, or just, if you swear, make sure it is in Hashem's name. But the Gemara says in Adarim, we'll have this in 3 weeks, Daf Chav Beis, the Gemara says, hanoder ki'ilu bana bama, v'hamakaimo ki'ilu makriv alav karban. Somebody makes a neder, it's as if they're building a bama, a private altar, at a time when you're not allowed to build a private altar, and that's inappropriate, that's an isser, right? So what's the connection between a neder and a bama? We'll have to see. V'amakaimo, and if you fulfill your neder, kilu makrav alav karban, right? That is the Gemara on daf chaf beis, right? The Ran there discusses kilu bana bama, what the connection between that is, but we see that making a neder is not something that we try to do. But as we know, mitzvos aren't defined as always things that we like to do. Right, the mitzvah of machzor grushasa, the mitzvah of hashavas gezela, the mitzvah of avelus, right? All of these, a mitzvah doesn't mean we want to do every mitzvah. Mitzvah just means in every situation in life, Hashem tells us what to do. So here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what to do in after we have made a neder. So there is a machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvos are counted for fulfilling one's neder? How many? The Rambam has one mitzvah. The Rambam in mitzvah 94, mitzvah tzadi dalid. There's one mitzvah. Whether one makes, and here already starts the distinction, whether one makes what's called nidrei rishus, or Nidre Isser, and Nidre Hekdish. The first Ran, we'll get to why the Ran is here. The first Ran, in Masechta Nedarim, right here on top, discusses two types, two major categories of Nedarim. Nidre Hekdish, if I promise to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, in some way. That's one type of Neder. That topic is not discussed in this Masechta. Nedarim is not about Nidre Hekdish. That will have to wait by the Shem to Seder Kadshim to discuss being Makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash. But the other type, which is the topic of this Masechta, are Nidre Isser. All types of Nedarim. I asser something on myself, and I'm not allowed to eat this, and you're asser to get benefit from me. All different types of Nidre Rishus. The Rambam counts that it is a mitzvah, it's a los asay to violate, but also there is a mitzvah asay to fulfill one's neder. Doesn't matter what type of neder it is. Whether it's Nidre Hektish or Nidre Rishus, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Shet sivanu l'kayim koma shekibalnu al nafshenu b'milas shvua v'neder v'tzdaka v'karbon. Right? Any type of recipient. V'zulazeh v'hu amro yisparach, and this is what it says in Parshas Kiseitzeh, Moses v'asecha tishmar v'yasisa. That's the pasuk. Whatever comes out of your mouth, you have to guard and make sure you fulfill. Even if you look in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, they darshan out different halachas from every word in this pasuk, but the general point of the pasuk is still counted as a mitzvah asay. And if you violate, also, it would be a loz asay. That's the Rambam. If you're the Rambam, we don't appreciate what he's including. But the Ramban in his Asagas on this Rambam says, wait a minute, there are two parshios in the Torah that talk about Nedarim. This parshas Matos and this parshas Kiseitse. Says the Ramban, that's two different topics and two different mitzvos I would count it as. One, as we just said, Nidrei Hekdish. That's Kiseitse. And what is Nidre Isser? You just make an Isser, a husband and a wife, and Asser each other, different things. That's what we learned about in the Parakamadir. Says the Ramban. It's two separate mitzvahs I say. Kachol hayotzimi piv yaseh, that's one mitzvah I say. Motzus vasecha, dishmar yasisa, that's a second mitzvah I say. Two different mitzvahs the Ramban counts here. Via hefresh od beinayim, she'elu hanemarin ba'aseh hazeh, motzus vasecha, tishmar yasisa. I'm reading the Ramban. Einenu tzarech shal hazkir bo haneder. Ella, there are many differences. The Ramban's quoting one. I'm just reading one. You don't have to even say the neder. Ella she'yomar behema zukarban. By nidre hektish, you don't have to describe what's happening. Just say, this animal is a carbon. O klize yehei lebetek abayis. O etein mana lemizbeach. O lebetek abayis. That will bezel bovanu mechuyev lakayim ashiyotzi mipiv ba'asei velosa asei. Avo bedivri harishus, shorach sheyazkir neder o dvar ha more alav. Kigon, mashachachavim karonos o yados. We'll get to that. You have to be very explicit and explain everything that you're going to do. This is usher to me for how long, for what exactly is usher. The other way, I can just say carbon. So I know exactly what a carbon is. I'm going into another world that's already created. The Ramban said that's one difference. There might be another difference in terms of mentioning Shem Hashem, which we'll have to get to later on. But that is the Ramban Shita, and he says, V'divrei harav bekan mu'ur bavin. Right, the Rambam's mitzvah here, the Rambam's one mitzvah here is mixed up. I think it should be two mitzvahs and not one mitzvah. That is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What's the lumdis? Why was the Rambam counted as one? Right, which has to be explained here? The Rambam or the Ramban? So on the one hand, there are two parshas in the Torah. But that's not always a raya. Sometimes we have the same parsha. You have a couple of times the Torah says not to eat blood. Right, a couple of times the Torah repeats the same topic. But the Ramban, the fact that he counts it as two, is not just paralleling it to the Torah Shebichsav, but it seems as the Mitzvahs HaMelech counts and explains in his Sefer on Mitzvos, it must work differently. The neder of Hektish and the neder Nidre Isser or Nidre Rishus must conceptually work differently, and that's why the Ramban counts it separately. By Nidre Isser, the whole thing is about what I said. I asser something, I create the Isser, it's with my mouth, it's directly related to what I say. The Nidre Rishus, chutz mizeh deboy lakayim nidro, mikoach alav ha'asei, etzem chalos ha'isser shechal alachefsa mikoach ha'nederhu. It's all me. I created something. Da neder hu hu ha'oser ha'chefsa alav. The neder is the source of everything. When it comes to nidre hektish, and the Ramban already alludes to this in his Lashon, nidre hektish, it doesn't mean that I'm doing everything. I am entering into an already existing world of halacha. Memela, once I do that, so then certain halachos kick in. But I am not creating the Isser once I make something a carbon, or I say this should have the status of a carbon. I'm not creating, I'm creating that it's a carbon. But then Memela, once it's a carbon, then a lot of halachas kick in. It's two steps. It's not all the no there. Benidre hektish ain't okay. Decha dechal kdushas hektish ala behema ol shar chafatzim lav bihilchas nedarimu. Elamidin amirasa lo gavol kemisirasa lehedyo. Once you buy into the category of hekdish, then memela certain halachas kick in. V'yisodzeh mihilchas kinyanim hu, v'lo mihilchas nedarim. Once it belongs to hekdish, then memela certain things kick in. We discussed this in the past, Reb Chaim's idea in terms of the chilek between kachi beda kabayis and kachi mizbeach. Right, one is directly an oser and a creation of the makdish. One is no, just changing the dine mominous elements of the carbon, and then memela certain halachas kick in. Not even within hekdish we have that chilek based on Gemara and Baba Kama. But that's what the Mitzvah Zamalat says here. Maybe that's the shita of the Ramban, counting them separately because they work differently. And maybe that's why there are different mesechtes that discuss, just like there are different parshiyos in the text. The Rambam could argue in one of two ways. The Rambam could say that's totally wrong. I think they work in the same way. However it works, maybe it's all connected to the kol hayotzei mipiv. Or I agree to that, but it's still close enough to count as one mitzvah. Right? There's no raya that the Rambam has to reject that lumdus. Okay, so that is the next point of introduction. A couple of other points. The Ron here is on the daf. As we know, we have to say goodbye to Rashi now for a couple of months. Rashi here on the, at least Rashi in the Darim, we have to say goodbye to. Hopefully we'll be quoting Rashi's from other Masechtas. But whenever it says Rashi, you know it's not Rashi. So that's why it says Rashi here on top. That's not Rashi. It's a Talmud of Rashi. It's called the Mefarish. The Rishonim, Nedarim is different in the Mesorah. There's a different Masorah in Nedarim. We don't have the regular run-of-the-mill. Even Bali Tosas didn't seem to always have Rashi because they function like Rashi sometimes on the page. Tosas is on the side. The Ran takes the place, though, in this Masechta of Rashi and Tosas and the Ran, like what he usually does. That's why we'll have many fundamental Rans in Nedarim that we will, Bez Hashem, make note of. But it is here, one suggestion is based on the Rambam in the end of the Pirush Mishnayos, in the 10th parak of Nedarim, where the Rambam notes that the Mishnah in Chagiga tells us that Heter Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir. Many of the halachas of Nedarim are Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, it's nowhere in the text that all of the halachas of the Rabbanan, right, the father is mentioned in Parshas Matos. But the Rabban, okay, Yochin Mumche, says to Rashi Hamatos, it's a lot that's Torah Shebal Peh. The Mishnah tells us. And that's why this was a crucial arguing point between the Tztukim and the Prushim. And the Tztukim did not like any of this area of halacha. And that is why some suggest that this wasn't discussed so much in the earlier times, because we don't want to get into discussions with the Tztukim about something that they weren't modeh to. Oh, so other times we find just the opposite. We find if there's an argument with the Tztukim, we're befarhesia, we scream about it, we do everything we can to be mefarsim that they're wrong, by Paraduma and by the Ksiras HaOmer in Menaches. But here, that's what some suggest, based on that Rambam at the end of Pirush Mishnayos here in the 10th Perek, they say that is why it wasn't as learned. Lefisha b'mekomenu einov in bahen mayim harayim. Ratzalomar haminus. The Rambam is implicitly alluding to this controversy. But that's maybe why. Either way, Lamaisa, for us, we have many Rishonim on the Darim. Baruch Hashem, we have the Chachmei Sfarad, we have the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran. The Rambam is always there. The Ran here, though, plays a special role. The Rush is on the daf right here, giving a pirush to the Gemara, not as much playing his regular role of what he has in terms of psak. The Chashuke Chemed just came out last week, Iyar Tavshinayin Hey, right here on the Masechta. There's a big fat Chashuke Chemed we have. And Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of Achronim that discuss this Masechta. So there's a lot to talk about as we get into the Masechta. To start off with, the first Ran, as we just mentioned. The first Ran gives us an introduction to the Masechta, different types of Nedarim. He already made one distinction, Nidrei Hekdish, which is not the topic of the Masechta, Shehu Makdish Lebedek Habayis Olam Mizbeach, and Nidrei Isser, that he assers something on himself. Nidrei Isser itself is split up into three categories, says the Ran. If you look at the 10th line in the Ran, V'nidrei Isser heim echad mishlosha drachim, three ways that I can asser something as a neder. Iker haneder v'kinuyo v'yados, as this first Mishnah is going to describe. Iker haneder means I am very explicit, I say the language of a neder. This hamburger is like a carbon to me. It's usher to me, right? Just like a carbon as an isra me'ila. So that's why I make an iter neger, and I don't leave anything unclear. That's the regular iker haneder. Iker haneder, the Ran quotes, sheyomar davar zeh, usher alai. is asur on me. Bein shetfisu b'davar acher, bein shelo etfisu, whether I connected it to any other item or not. That's an important concept we're going to talk a lot about over the next couple of weeks. The concept of hatfasa. Hatfasa means I connect this item to something else that's already asur. We'll get to the first mishnah in the second parak that says a nether only works where I connect it to something that was created isser. This is usser like a carbon. If I say this is usser like pig, it's not going to work. We'll have to talk about what the svara for that is. Right? You would think pig is the most usser. It's treif. From the answer is maybe you can't, they can't be compared. You can't connect two things that are different. So it has to be bedavar hanader below bedavar ha'asser. We'll get to that. But that's the concept of hatfasa, creating an isser by connecting it to something that's already usser to me. That's hatfasa. I could do that or not. I could just say, this thing is also for me to get benefit from, without hatfasa. But that is all, when I say everything and it's explicit, nothing is left unclear, that's ikar haneder. Number one. Number two, we have the concept of a kinui, as we'll get to, the first line in this mesechta. A kinui neder is, well, we know a nickname. Kinui is a substitute word. A substitute word for a neder. Instead of saying, clearly, it's usur on me like a karbon, I say, it's usur on me using some other strange word. We'll have to see where those words come from. There's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara. Where kinuyim come from. Number two, that's the round on the third Y line. Shebemakom karbon, yomar konam, konach, kones. Right, all these other different types of lashonos. And we'll be a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, what that means. That's what maybe we'll relate to it later. And then number three is the concept of yados. About 15 lines down in the wide lines of the Ran says, what's a yad? A yad means like a handle. A yadid is a handle. So a yad is when I say a little bit of a line, and it kind of means something, like if you could continue, etc. Etc. is going to turn into a neder. But I didn't say the full lashon of a neder, and I didn't say an alternate word for the neder. But I said something that kind of means like a neder. Yad le neder. Shemaschil b'mixas diburo shel neder. I start saying a neder, says the Ran. Ela she'eno gomer oso. I don't complete what I'm going to say. Va'oso mixas hadibur. Havi ki'ilu noder kol hashlamos hadibur. And if I say that little bit, so then it counts as if I said the whole thing. Ka'adam ha'ocheis kli, b'beis yad shelo, like a person who is holding the handle of a kli. U'metal tolo kulo. I hold the handle and I move the whole thing. Right? So that's why I have a yad of a neder, and it counts as a whole neder. And we'll have to see in the Gemara whether that concept applies to any other areas of halacha. There's a yad le neder. Is there a yad lit stucca? Is there a yad for other areas of halacha? We will have to see. So these are some of the issues that are going to come up here in Meseches Nedarim. Okay, so let us now start the actual Mesechta, and we will get into other issues as it comes up. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim. All kinuye, now we know what kinuyim are. Kinuyim are some other substitute lashon for a neder. Any kinuy for a neder, you treat it like a neder. Well, once it's here, let's just mention it. Where do the lashonos of kinuy come from? So if you look later on Dav Yud Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Where do kinuyim come from? Like the word konam, we're going to have many times in this Masechta. Konam is like the word for a karbon. So where does it come from? So itmar kinuyin, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, lashon umos hein. Rabbi Yochanan says kinuyin are karbon in other languages. Konam, it's another language, so it's an exact copy, an exact word, but it's like in English. Or it's in whatever language that the Gemara is going to talk about. That's what konam, konach, kozach, that's all these, that's what it means. Number one, Reish Lakish, Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar, no, lashon shebadu lohem chachamim lihios no derbo. It is words that the rabbis made up, so you don't say the actual word karbon. Why would they do such a thing? Good question. We'll have to see the Gemara there. But the rabbis made these words up. They're meaningless words. They don't mean anything in any language. Konach, kozach, konam. Never heard of those words. The rabbis made them up. Lashon shebadu chachamim libo. Right, that is the language. It's the machlokas. Why would they do that? Again, we'll have to get to that. But that is a machlokas between the Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. What exactly does konam mean? If you look in the Rambam says in Ilchos Nedarim in the first parak, everybody has to wipe off the dust from Sefer Hafla in the Rambam. That's what we're going to be using over the next couple of months. Says the Rambam in Ilchos Nedarim, Yesh Mekomos, She'anshehem Alagim. There are some places where people aren't so literate. And umafsidin es halashon. And language there is not on such a high level. Umechanin al davar bedavar acher. And they use words, not the most acceptable words in other areas. Right? It's the very inferior type of language. Holchin sham acher hakinui. So you could use whatever word they use for kinui, right? Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. Whatever language they use, that's good enough. Ketzad, kol kinui yekarbik akarban. Ha'omer, hare alai konam, konak, konaz. As we'll have the Mishnah later on, hare elu kinui lakarban. V'chulu, v'chein kol kayotze baze, hochen achar lashon, klal ha'om, boto makom, uboto zman. You go by whatever language is used by the people there, whatever is accepted. Right? Interesting. We know that Hebrew has a special status in halacha, lashon hakodesh. Right? We say it in Yatzav Davening. Mikol, or Mavtana Mikol Lashon. Right? Lashon, Rav Nevenzal, in his Sefer on, I think in his Agada, one of his Svarim. He says, Dafka lashon hakodesh, that has something special qualities to it. That's what we say, Rav Mavtana Mikol Lashon. We know there is a special power to it, even in halacha. Right, the Shulchan, in Hilchas Megillah, for example, even if I don't understand the Megillah, if I read it, B'lashon HaKodesh, I'll be Yotze, even though if I read it in Loazi, the Mishnah talks about in Megillah, maybe I'm only Yotze if I understand what I'm saying. Lashon HaKodesh, though, has special power. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim relates to Mesechah Zadarim. Simin Samach Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Af al pi shemitzvah ladak take posi osea al karv l'dikli ben yotza. If I read the Shema and I wasn't exactly as medactic in the letters, I didn't stop between v'avatem mehera. I wasn't so medactic. I'm still yotze. But then the Shulchan Aruch says yokro likrosa bechal lashon. I can say Kriyas Shema Meikar Adin in any language that I want. V'yizoher midivrei shibush shebaosa lashon v'yedaktik bo kama b'lashon hakodesh. But if I pick a language with an exact translation, then I have to be very exact in my pronunciation of those words, whatever language I am saying it in. That is the Shulchan Aruch. I can say it in any language. Says the Mishnah Brura, v'dafka shemavin b'oso halashon. Only if I understand that language. If I don't understand Japanese, I can't say Kriyas Shema in Japanese. I have to understand it. But kol ze mitzad adin, aval mitzvah min hamuvchar hu dafka b'lashon hakodesh. That mikar adin you can say, but mitzvah min hamuvchar you can say it in lashon hakodesh. Va'ayin b'sifrei ha'achronim to be yameinu. Af mitzad hadin yesh lizar shlo lekrosa b'lashon acher ki im b'lashon hakodesh. Bizman hazeh, maybe even not just as a chumrah, as meikar adin you have to say it in Hebrew. Why? Ki yesh kama v'kama t'vetevos she'ein anu yodim eich la'atikam heitev. Because there are many words we don't know how to translate. Kamo tevas vishinantem. How do you translate vishinantem? So many different ways you can translate that. Is it from the word shanun, sharp? Is it vishinantem, teach? I don't know how to translate it. Yishbo kama biurim. Echaloshin limud. Vechaloshin chidud. Kamo sha'amru chazal. Vechay kama vakama tevas shebekriyishma. She'eno yodim heite biuro aloshin acher. Kagon, S. How do you translate S? That's a tough one. How do you translate lototafos? Avokshanu mokarim kriyish nabalashon hakodesh v'chein v'tfila uberchas hamazon v'kiddush v'shar brachas afiluim eino maven alashon yatsa lashon hakodesh. Though even if I don't understand what I'm saying, I'm still yotze. Dizeh eino matzui sheben yisrael lo yeda biur pasuk rishon shebe kriyishma shakavana bo liikuva. Find the first pasuk, you have to know what it means. But besides that, he says it's very unusual to find a ben yisrael. Rachman al islan. Bizman hazeh, there are some Jews like that, but hopefully not too many of those Jews who are saying Kriyat Shema that don't know what the first pasuk means. But either way, that's the Mishnah Brura. Lashon HaKodesh has a special quality. So what does this have to do with us? If you look in the Bir Halacha here quotes Vida. He says, "O nirali v'pshitus, da'osan dvarim ha'ne'amarin b'chaloshon hu dafka im anshei oso ha'medina medabrim came." Even if you have the heter to speak in a language that you understand, it has to be in a place where not only you understand that language, but other people. Let's say you have your own language between you and your friends. You made up your own language. You let us say Kriyat Shema in that language? Says the Bir Halacha, no. It has to be an accepted, known language in that locale, in that area. V'rakhu va'od eza anashim yechidim yodim ze alashon ze lo nechshav lashon. What is called a language in Halacha? If a couple of people get together and start talking something, doesn't work. Hebrew, even if nobody knows Lashon HaKodesh where you are, that works. but not others. The Bishlam Alashon HaKodesh Ulashon Mitzad HaEtzem. That's an inherent language, right? What does Rashi quote in Bereishis? Hashem created the world in Hebrew. Right on the pasuk, Kimei Ish Lukachazos Lashon HaKodesh. Masha Einkein Shar Lashon Einenu Kiyim Mitzad Heskem HaMedina. Lashon HaKodesh is an inherent language. Maybe that's another reason why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. That's Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, quoted in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, on Machzor HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. What does Kodesh mean? So the Ramban says, it's inherent. V'kivan she'ein anshei medina zu makirin lashon zelo nikra lashon klal. Where do I know that from? Look in the Ritva and the Ran, on the first daf of Nedarim. Right? Why? Because they say there, when we talk about Konam, Konach, all these types of Lashonos, and if you say, like the Pshat of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's a Lashon of spoken in any language, look at the Rishonim, it means a Lashon that's accepted in different locales to talk. It doesn't mean that I've, you know, this is my word for carbon, right? My word for carbon is blank. That's not going to work for a Konam. It's got to be an accepted language according to Rabbi Yochanan. Lashon Hainush, Halashon Shabadabrim, Ba'oso Makom. So you see, in Hilchas Adarim, in Hilchas Kriyashma, language in halacha has to be something that is accepted by individuals, that this is a table, and this is a shtender, and this is, it's got to be accepted for those types of words in that area. Okay, important discussion here about the word kinui. So we did the first four words, Baruch Hashem. Kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim. So all kinuyei nedarim have the status of a neder. If I just say the kinui, I am just as obligated to limit my behavior as if I said the actual neder. V'charamim kacharamim. Cherem. There are separate mitzvahs at the end of Sefer Vayikra that the Monei HaMitzvahs quote. There are different ways to make something hektish or to make something usser. Cherem is another mechanism how to do it. There are, as we said by Nedarim, there are chermei hektish. And that's a machlokas tanoim, whether chermei hektish goes to the kohanim or goes to the beis hamikdash, bedek abayis. That's a machlokas tanoim. And there are chermei nedarim. I could also say this item is a cherem to me. It means it's aser to me. So the same thing, v'charamim kacharamim. Kinuyim of charamim are also charamim. V'shvuos kishvuos. And kinuyim of shvuos are like shvuos also. What's the difference between a shvu and a neder? But Hashem will have to see in the Gemara. V'neziris k'neziris. And kinui of a nazir, right, which is a form of a neder, is like a neziris as well. Charamim. So let's have the first chashuk echemet on the Masechta. Here's the case. Somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, gets into a terrible accident. Terrible car accident. He hit somebody. Rachmana Litzlan is a terrible story. He didn't do an accident. The child ran in to the street without looking, and mamish, he was, it was very difficult time period for him. It writes here that there was a lawsuit, he was found to be innocent, it wasn't his fault, etc., the whole thing. But in the lawsuit, during the time, he curses his car. He says, this car has caused me so much sorrow, I'm machrim my car. Machrim my car, I'm never getting into this car again, it's caused me so much sorrow, etc., etc. And then afterwards, after the whole lawsuit, whatever, Lamaisa, he feels bad. He doesn't have any other car. And he needs to, he wants to go into the car. So what does he do? V'yomer shaklalos zaros liyehudi shomer Torah hayodea shakol me'ashem yisbarach. He feels very bad. I can't believe I did this. And he's choshish to go in. He doesn't know what to do. So, says Rav Zilberstein, if you look in the Achron, if you look in the Kaf HaChayim, stam curses is not something that has any effect, halachically. Because it's just that it's an aveira. You might not have, shouldn't have done that. And we should be watching our mouth, but it doesn't really have any effect. So Meikar Adin, he could go back in. The problem is, he still feels funny going into this car. He cursed the car. He was machrim the car. Charamim kecharamim, whether it's a kinoi, whatever it is. So he doesn't want to go in. So, says the Chodshuk Echemet, okay, Mestam, so sell the car. Sell the car and buy another one. But Meikar Adin, he says he can go in based on a Kaf HaChayim. Ve'al yekala adam lekelavu malbushav kederach sheish anashim shemakalim eschefsei besam kishelobal al nachon. When they're angry, they curse, you know, physical items, chefses that shouldn't be done, says the Kaf HaChayim. But the Kaf HaChayim says it doesn't have any effect. So really, the cursing the car doesn't have any effect. He could go into the car, but if you really feel bad, you could sell it and then buy another one if that works out for you and it is possible. That is one idea. So is the sale considered hana? Well, Meikar Adin is allowed to get hana from it. Meikar Adin, it doesn't have an effect. The problem is emotionally he doesn't want to go in. So the sale would be, if it was really Asr Bahana, the car, he would not be able to sell it. He might not even be able to give it. He might have to just be mafkir it. But in this case, he assumes that it wouldn't actually be an Isser that took place. Hatara, if it was really a nether, yeah, we'll have to talk about that. We probably should have mentioned that in the Hakdama. There are two, Hatara Sadara can be done with one of two ways. We'll talk about this later in the Masechta, Pesach and Charata. Charata just means I really feel bad about it. I can't believe I did that. I really feel bad. I was angry. I want to get out of it. Pesach means there's something new that takes place now. And I say, if I would have known about this new reality, I would never have made the nether. So here, Mistama, he has Charata. So even if it would be effective, Mistama, he would be able to get out of it. Unless you say, if he was no debased Sara, does that make any difference? Right, he was Bitsara, so the time he made the nether. Okay, not for now. Either the major Lumdish topic on this Amid Aleph here is this big Ran, where the Ran quotes the sugya of Shavua. When somebody makes a Shavua, does one have to mention Hashem's name when one makes a Shavua? Is it only effective when you mention Shem Hashem or not? So what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says a kinui for a Shavua is good enough for a Shavua. Sounds like that's all you're saying. And it has the status of a Shavua. So that's the Ran. The Ran, like halfway down in the middle lines, says the Ran, Umeha, by Dibur Maskel Ushvuas Keshvuas, Umeha Shaminan, the Shavua, Lo Baya Shem. Says the Ran, the pashas of this Mishnah is that when you say a Shavua, you don't have to mention Shem Hashem. It's a Shavua even without mentioning Shem Hashem. El Akivan Sha'amar Shavua O Shvusa Shehi Kinuya Shla'och Al Kikar Zeh. I swear, I make a Shavua, I'm not going to eat this Kikar. Aser La'ochlo Demasitza Bekia Gavna Askinon. Right, because you're not mentioning Shem Hashem. Because if you mention Shem Hashem, what do you mean a Kinoi? That's Shem Hashem. Forget the Kinoi, you mentioned Shem Hashem. Right, Tebekle Mishum Kinoi Shavua, Tebekle Mishum Askaras Hashem. Dafila below Shavua, below Kinoi have a Shavua. Even if you just mentioned Shem Hashem without any other lashon, it's a shvua. Like V'ha Elokim, right? We had that lashon at the end of Ksubis. So that is the shita that the Ran says is the pashtus of the Mishnah. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Shvuas Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara there says Shvuas Ha'edus by Hashem. What Shvuas Ha'edus? Remember, if I know testimony on your behalf, I am chayav a karban. If I swear falsely that I don't know Edus for you, and I could have made you money by testifying for you, and the Gemara there says you need Shem Hashem by Shavuos Edus. So that's a stira, unless you have to be mechalik somehow. So there are many chilukim in the Rishonim, the Ravid, and the Ravid Tam, and all the different deos, which we're not going to go into all of them now, just to mention some on the page. Rabbeinu Tam says right here, the Ran quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the difference between two different types of shvua, mushpa mipi atzmo and mushpa mipi acherim. Mipi atzmo means I make a shvua. Mipi acherim means somebody is mashbia me. Mashbia and I accept the shvua. So there are many gemaras about the difference between the two and the status of a mashbia. Somebody says, mashbia ni alacha, whatever, and I say, amen. So, it's as if I took the Shavua, but that's called Mushba Mipi Achirim. Some areas of Halacha require that. Some of them are not allowed to have that. But that's the Rabbeinu Tam here, that's the distinction here. When do you say that you need Shem Hashem? That's Mushba Mipi Achirim. If somebody else is putting the Shavua on you, then you need Shem Hashem. Maybe somehow that acts as a Mitzarif. Right? It's not stringent enough that I didn't say a word. I said amen. So maybe I need the Shem Hashem to make it more stringent, and in that way, it's considered my Shvua. But Mushba Mipi Atzmo, so that doesn't need Shem Hashem. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ran's Lashon here is amazing. The Ran's Lashon just has this question on the Rabbeinu Tam. V'tabahani alav, peh kadosh, eich amar davar zeh. How could such a holy mouth make such a suggestion? So that Lashon is quoted outside of this context. Whenever somebody really wants to argue on their Rebbe, but their Rebbe is very Kadosh, they quote this Lashon, but it's the Ran on the first page of Nedarim. Pet Kadosh, how did Rabbi Natam say that? I don't understand that. Because it says in Masechta Shavuos that if you make a, even if it's Mushba Mipi Acherim, there's no difference. It's just like you took the Shavua. Right, what does the Gemara there say? In the Daf Chavtes, Tahamotzi Amen Achara Shavua, Kemotzi Shavua Mipivdami. If you say Amen after a Shavua, it's as if you took the Shavua. How can there be any distinctions? It's like the same thing. There's no distinction, says the Ran. How could there be any difference between the two of them? So, many answers for Rabbeinu Tam. How is there a chilek? Maybe Shua say this is different. Maybe he didn't really mean Mushba V'Acherim. Maybe he just meant, you know, a different type of Shua. There are others, the Nitziv. If you look in the Nitziv talks about this in the Hamikdavar. Hemek Davar, if you want to look it up, in Parshas Chayisara. What does it say there? When Avram Avinu, it makes sure, he wants to make sure with his servant that he brings a proper wife for Yitzchak. What does it say there? V'yashbiacha b'Hashem Elokei HaShamayim. He's mashbia, it's mushbar v'yacherim, and he mentioned Shem HaShem. So Netziv in his classic derech fits halacha into the ma'asim of the avos. So there in the Harchev Dabar, he says, oh, it's Rabbeinu Tam. It's mushbar v'yacherim, and you're mentioning Shem HaShem. It's mamash Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam right here. Because she calls Rabbeinu Tam, Hevi Ran, Reish Nadarim. And he quotes, that's this context. And he says, what about the kasha that the Ran asked Rabbeinu Tam? So he quotes, that Amen only works by Nisha Sota, and it's Xeris HaKasiv there, but otherwise, Vipi Achirim, well, you would not find it exactly the same as Vipi Atzmo, but that's the Netziv in Chayasara, where he discusses this chiluk of Mushma Vipi Atzmo and Mushma Vipi Achirim. Again, many different other suggestions to answer up Rabbeinu Tam, but we will continue. So that is, just if you want to look, he quotes another chiluk of the Ravid, four lines from the bottom. The Ravid says maybe it's d'oraisa even without Shem Hashem, but you only get Malkus with Shem Hashem. That's another chiluk that some Rishonim have. Maybe the Malkus, the onesh, is for the improper Shem Hashem that was mentioned. But the Isser d'oraisa of violating Shvua could even be without Shem Hashem. Another chiluk, again, you have three chilukim right here in the Ran. Okay, let's continue now. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, mudrani mimcha, mufrashani mimcha, meruchakani mimcha. Somebody says to their friend, I am mudar, from the word neder. I am separated from you. I am mudar from you. I am distant from you. Those are all lishonos. We will see in the Gemara, these aren't kinuis. These are yados. So we'll see, the Mishnah is going to be missing a word. It talks about kinuyim, and now it switches quickly into yados, right? Because why is this a yad? Remember we said a yad is not 100% clear lashon. A kinuy is a different language, substitute lashon. A yad is an unclear. So I didn't say, I am no there that. I just say, you are mudar from me. You are distant from me. Right? Shani ocha lacha, shani toim lacha. Or I say, that I'm going to eat from you, that I'm going to taste from you. All those are enough lashonos, and we say, aser. Those are considered yados because those are, you didn't say the language of Isser. Minude ani lacha, what if I say that, Lashon? I am minude. Minude is excommunicated. So you can't really excommunicate yourself, put yourself in chayrim, but what does that mean, minude ani lacha? So does that work as a Lashon of a neder? Rabbi Akiva, hayachochib was a lahachmir. Rabbi Akiva thinks, sees lachadchila machmir in this case to assume it is a Lashon of a, neder. Okay, says the Gemara now. Call kinuyim nedarim kinedarim. The first line of the Mishnah said, kinuyim, or kinuyim nedarim, are like nedarim, maishna gabi nazir, deloktani luhu lakulhu, umaishna gabi nedarim, deloktani lakulhu. Why? We have a parallel, similar Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches, in the context of Nazir, and the next Masechta, and there just quotes, call kinuyim naziris kinaziris. It doesn't quote all the other ones, like our Mishnah has. Nedarim, and Naziris, and Shvuas, right? Why here does it quote, and Haramim, why does it use this opportunity to mention all of them, and in Nazir, not? Answer, Mishum de Neder u Shvua ksivi gabe hadadi, tani tartin. Because Neder and Shvua are written together, as the Pasuk says, the Ran quotes it, ki dar Neder Lashem ohi shava Shvua, right? Neder and Shvua are together, so once you say Neder, you're going to say Shvua. That's part one. And once you're saying two, you might as well say four. The kiva to tani tartin, tani lakuhu. By nazir, there's no reason to say another one. Right, it's a type of neder, but there's nothing in the Torah written next to it. So that's why you only say one. But once you say neder, you say shvua. And once you say those two, you say the other two. Says the Gemara of Elisti, kinuye shvuas basu nedarim. Okay, so why don't you put those two words together? Why in our Mishnah does it say neder, and then cherem, and then shvuas, and then naziris, right? If neder and shvua, they are because they're similar, why do you put them together? Says the Gemara, because there's a point of lumdus. There's a conceptual nugget that the Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wants us to know by putting neder and shvua not next to each other. Why is that? Very famous line. The Briskers made this famous. Aidi detana nedarim de mitzar chefza alei. Since it says neder, which is all about the object, where the chefza is aser to me, I make a neder from this food item. So tana nami charamim de mitzar chefza alei. So to the cherem, that lashon, that mechanism of making something off limits, so that is the focus is the cheftza. La'afuke shvua de ka'asar nafshe min cheftza. Or we might call this gavra. The shvua focuses on the person. I will not eat. I will not do this. While the neder focuses on the chefza. There is a major discussion. What happens if you flip? What if you make a neder, but the language that you use is a shvua lashon? What if you make a shvua and the language that you use is a neder lashon? Right? Instead of saying, I swear, but I focus on the person, but I use the other lashon. So that is a discussion right here also in the Ran. Third skinny line. Ume ha-mashma, de'ein shvua b'lashon neder, v'lo neder b'lashon shvua. Sounds like from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, never the twain shall meet. One's chefso, one's gavra. And therefore, you can't flip the lashonos. Hilkach, kol shehechlif shal zeh bazeh, ein bedvarev klum. Right, sounds like that you can't flip, you can't switch, and he quotes later on, he thinks this is the case, but he quotes his great grand Rebbe, the Ramban, towards the end of the skinny lines, who says, no, you can switch. Right, it means conceptually how they work, but the language that you use doesn't change that. If you use the language of if you make a shvua, even if you use the language of a neder, it's not going to change the essence of a shvua. That's the Ramban. Even if you use the other lashonos, it is okay. Ramban kasa bilchas nedarim shelo deleka l'shibushi anachzugi lemeimer delo daiki b'lishnayu elavadai neder shamer b'lashon shvua shvua b'lashon neder mahani. It definitely works, says the Ramban. And we'll have to get to other examples of this in the continuation. There is a tshuva that Rav Avadi Yosef has, where he uses this machlokas. Yabia Omer Chelek Ches Simen Chaf. There was a woman, Nishalti. There was a woman who had a very sick child, and she makes the following neder. Bzeh halashon ani noderes sheim bini yakum mechal yovi avri. If my son gets up from his sickness, asalek mi beisi es a televizia shenimseis babayis. I'm going to get rid of my television. That's her lashon. I know Darius that if my son gets better, and that's the lashon. She does not make a. So what is that? Is that a neder or a shvua? That's a shvua. She swears to do something. She swears that she's going to get rid of her television if her son gets better. But the language that she uses is a neder. I need no Darius, she said. So that is a Baruch Hashem. The child got better. Baruch Hashem. And fine. V'ishai asbison alakaymas nidra. So she wants. She's going to get rid of her television. But there's a problem. Her husband has an anger management issue. And that's why they got the television in the first place. Because when he gets angry and out of control, the doctor said, go watch something. Go watch. And he watches mutter things. He watches the news. He watches this. He watches different mutter things. That's the context. So she's like, oh, if I get rid of the nether, there goes my shalom bias. So can she be... First of all, is it the status of a neder or a shvua? Can you do hatara or hafara? V'yata im tesulak ha-televizim en abayis, alul ma'od abal lachzor lusuro, lehit paretz neged ishto ubanav, v'tachzor chana l'shacharisa, v'nimsa batal shalom bayis. And the husband heard about it on the day and didn't say anything. B'yom shamu ha-neder shal ishto lo shas libo lahafir las nidra, v'yaisha nafsha bevakashasa lahatir es nidra, kedei lishmar shalom bayis. She wants to be matur neder. So he goes through the whole sugya. And he says 2 points. Number one, is this any worse than an Isha Sota? You could erase Shem Hashem for Shalom Bayis. Right? So getting rid of a neder for Shalom Bayis. So he says number one. The Abba Bisha Benito Dodon, Maduber Machshar Televisia, the Chog Doli Adar Hirchiku, Ma'od, the Kara Lamevi as a Machshar Zelato Peso, Losavi Soeva, El Baisecha, even though they have spoken about this, Mikol Makom, obviously this is before computers, Benito Dodon, Shoa Ish Nishma, Milasaka, Betochnio, Chishma, Mishum Pritzos, Vahayotzi Bazeh, the man is a kosher individual, he only watches things that are appropriate, Rak, Betochnio, Tachatashot, Vahadome, Vuma Akev, Milasir Televisi, Mibeso, Shapi, Yishlisboch, Amitzos, Kim, Shalom Bayis, Lohakel Min Adin. And then he says, is there any difference the fact that this was a neder based Sara? Maybe that has more status. But then he says, look at the Ran in Nedarim Daf Beis and many Rishonim that say if you make a Shvua Balasha neder, it's nothing. Therefore, he says in this case, you can also rely on that and it would be Mutter. Kiva Shakasamno Yisafik Gomer Beplukta de Ravasa Bikara Neder, Shanet Nidir Balashan Shvua, Verova Poskim Sirle Shain Beneder Balashan Shvua. Who thinks this ever comes up Halakhala Maisa? Right here. Fakim Pazamaran Shokanark, Bavada Yishlahakel, Benidon Didan. And then she quotes He quotes, anyway, what? And anyway, V'yesh otz nifla hakel. The woman can't take it out anyway. The husband will kill her. Right? So she's an onus. She's an onus. She can't fulfill it anyway, even if you want to say that. So for many reasons, there are reasons that you don't have to be mekel on the... You don't have to be... she doesn't have to get rid of the television in this case. And then the last paragraph he says, and this reminds me of another tshuva that came to me a couple of years ago, where he says there was a man who came to a shir, and it was a very old man who used to go from child to child, living at all of their houses, and the man heard a shir about the terrible things that a television could cause, and he makes a neder, I'm never going to any of my kids' houses if they don't get rid of that television. And he can't live by himself. He can't live, and he has to go by his kids. His kids hear about it also, and they're kosher kids. That was the Shiloh that was asked, and a similar idea. If you can't live, you know, if it's a shalom bias issue, if it's a health issue, so then one might be able to get rid of it. Anyway, so this is the only place in Shas, right here, where we have the chilek of Chefza and Gavra. Neder versus Shvua. There was a huge discussion in the Rishonim already, and expanded upon by the Achronim, about Isurim in general. Our Isurei focused on Chefzas, focused on Gavras. We're going to have to talk about this as we go through the Masechta. There's a Ritva later on that we'll see at the end of the first parak, where the Ritva seems to say that all Isurim are Isurei Gavra. All Isurim are Isurei Gavra. He has that Lashon to help explain whether a Shvu is Chal on a Mitzvah or not. So that's the Ritva has that Lashon. And many try to figure out, you know, work in different things, whether how that could be, how all Isurim could be Gavra. We've quoted in the past the Nesivus. The Nesivus is Chilik, which some Achronim say, and that is Isurei De'oraisa are Isurei Chefsa, while Isurei De'rabanan are Isurei Gavra. The Rabbanan cannot change the atoms of a certain item. So all they could do is regulate behavior. That's why Isurei De'rabanan have to be Isurei Gavra. And that's why the Nesivus says, this is an added Chiddush, that if you violate an Isurei De'rabanan B'shogeg, you don't need Kapara for that. Why? Because it's all about your behavior that you went against the rabbis. If you didn't even know you were going against the rabbis, and you ate something that was not kosher, midra banan, it's all about the gavra. If you don't eat tshuva for that, you didn't have to go that far. But that's what the Nesiva says. By Isurei Doraisa are Isurei Chefsa. Now the question is, according to the Ritva, you're going to say Machalas Asuros Doraisa are Isurei Gavra. Nothing to do with the item. Right, so it's a chiddush to say something like that, just to call you two formulations. The Avnei Nezer, what does it mean, Chefza Gavra? The root, the Avnei Nezer says in Simon Lamed Zayin and Arach Chaim, he quotes this Ritva, and he says, Yipale, to say Nevela, Shkatzim, Ramasim are an Isurei Chefza, they're Isurei Gavra. So says the Avnei Nezer, no, let me explain to you what Chefza and Gavra mean. Beautiful. Says the Avnei Nezer, Isurei Gavra nomer al Maisa asher poge malas ha'adam. Isurei Gavra are averos that affect my spirituality, my level. Like eating shkatzim and ramatzim. That closes up my even if it's betamtim es halev, it's still Isurei Gavra. You know what Isurei Chefza means? Isurim that flow from the kedusha of the Chefza. A zar eating truma. A Yisrael eating kudshim. That's Isurei Chefza. Because it flows from the kedusha of the Chefza. So that's why, according to this, Yisrael Chefza are very, very limited. There are only very few Yisrael Chefza. It has to do something with something that is a Chefza that is Kadosh. But everything else would be Yisrael Gavra. That's how he explains the Ritva. If you look in Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher on Bamidbar, in Simin Sama Gimel, he also discusses this, he quotes the Avnei Nezer, and then he says what he thinks Isurei Chefza and Isurei Gavra means. Even, he says, the Ein, he says, Anias Daitilo Mestavar Shagadoram Elo Shal Isurei Gavra Isurei Chefza Yisodem Besibas Isurem Ela Begidron. The Ein Isurei Chefza Ela Bemashe Rochev Umislabish Al HaChefetz. Tehainu Isur Shaha Adam Behev Al Piv Oser. Deina hektish vakonam begufa davar ela rochev alav. When you're makdish something, when you're noder on something, that doesn't change the item inherently. There's what's called an iser derechiva alei. There's an iser that's kind of spiritually floating on it. So that's gavra, because you didn't change the item. Hashem made the item mutter. Masha enkein binevel vachazer vachadoma shein alehem iser, but they are iser. There's no Isser on them, They are usher. So that's chefsa, not dafka kedusha, like the Avnei Nezer says, but if you have something that is an item that you can't eat, there's no isser that is on it, there's an isser that is it. Right, that's how he is machalik between Yisrei Chefs and Yisrei Gabra. Again, this is a very big topic, which Be'er Hashem will be able to touch again on over the coming weeks. Let's just continue though now as we finish up. Pasach b'kinuyin kol kinyan nedarim u'mefarish yado sama l'chaveiro mudrani mimcha. So says the Gemara, the question that we already alluded to. Why did the Mishnah start saying the kinuyin nedarim are nedarim, and then the examples that it gave were yados? Right? It's missing something. Visu, and also, yados inshi? Did the Tana forget to tell me the concept of yados? And then it just starts telling me, what yados are, examples of yados? This is a very unusual lashon. Usually the lashon, when the Gemara would ask something like this, the Gemara would say, mandakar shmai. Mandakar shmai, you know, it didn't mention it. The rush, right here, the first wide line of the rush. Lishna Deshas would usually say Mandakar Shmayu. The Rosh says three words, which are going to come back 30 times in this Masechta. Lishna Dinidarim Mishune. This Masechta uses different jargon, different vernacular sometimes than other places in Shas. We're going to have later on in a couple of daf, instead of the word Teku, we're going to say there's a different word used for Teku in this Masechta. Tiboi. That's used for Teku. So right here is another example. The Rosh says, right, what did the Gemara say? The Tana forget something? Right, we never use that type of Lashon. We say, it didn't mention it. But that's what the Rush says right here. Lashon Nidarim Mishuna, right there, the end of the first wide line of the Rush. So the Gemara goes back. So why does it mention Yados? So the Gemara says, Ayri Behon V'chizri Mechzera. Right, there's words missing. V'achik Tani, Kol Kinuyin Nidarim K'Nidarim, V'Yados Nidarim K'Nidarim. Throw in that line too. Throw in Yad. It says Kinuyim and Yados, and then it goes to explain Yados. Velifrosh Kinuyim Bereisha. Why doesn't it explain Kinuyim first? If it says Kinuy and Neder, so go back to explain the first thing first. Says the Gemara, no. Ha'hu Tesalik Minei, Ha'hu Mefarish Bereisha. You find many times, many Mishnayis and Shas, the form of ABBA. Right, you say A, you say B, then you explain B, then you explain A. For example, Kedisnan, Bame Malikin Vame Ein Malikin, Ein Malikin Vechulu, Bame Tomin Vame Ein Tomin, Ein Tomin Vechulu, Bame Isha Yotza Vame Ein Yotza, Lo Yetze Isha. Right, so you find many times that you explain the second one first. Vekolhecha de Pasach Lo Mefarish Bereisha, does that always work though? Sometimes you have the opposite. V'hatznan, the Mishnah says in Baba Basra, Yesh Nochlin Umanchilin, Nochlin Velo Manchilin, Elu Nochlin Umanchilin. So that's AB, AB. V'yesh mutaris l'baalein v'asuris l'yemeyem, mutaris l'yemeyem v'asuris l'baalein, where we find in Yevamos, v'eilu mutaris l'baalein v'asuris l'yemeyem. So you go back. Yesh tunos shemen, right, menachas, right, all over Shas today. Yesh tunos shemen v'lavona, shemen v'lo lavona, v'eilu tunos shemen v'lavona. Yesh tunos ha'gasha v'in tunos tenufa, tenufa v'lo ha'gasha v'eilu tunos ha'gasha. All these mishnayis that do explain the first thing mentioned first. Yesh b'char l'nachla v'ein b'char l'kohen. B'char l'kohen v'ein b'char l'nachla. Right, in b'choros. V'eza b'char l'nachla v'ein b'char l'kohen. Right, so which is it? Answer, in all of these other latter cases, there's more than two things listed in the Mishnah. There's like four categories usually. So in this four categories, you want to be more orderly. So you go the first one first. A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D. Halein mishum da'av shalei, because there's many, mefarisha hu tepasach bereisha. So there we speak about what was mentioned first. If it's just A, B, then you could go A, B, B, A. But if you have A, B, C, D, so then you have A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D. Just to end with one more Chashuk Echemed, where he discusses, there are here yados l'nedarim, as we know. Are there yados for tefillah? What if I don't say everything that I'm supposed to say? Is there a yad for tefillah? I say, Rofe Chole Amo. Who's Hashem's Am? You know who his Am is. You forgot that word. Or Hamachzer Shchinaso. You know where it's going. Right? So, is there a yad for tefillah? If I don't say the full language, he says, Tshuva. Matzinu yad benedarim bishvuos behefker bepeya bitstaka, as we'll have on Dav Zayin. You find by all of these items. But maybe it shouldn't extend. Right, there's a marker by each of those items. Me'achar shelo matzinu behilchas tefila mahani yados i'efshar lachadish kemi atzmeinu. Maybe not. And then he says, though, maybe you have a separate issue by yados l'tefila, and that is mishanim imadbeir shatavu chachamim. If the chachamim created a certain language to say, so then for sure on a lachadchila level we can't change it. Right, we can't change it. And therefore, befrat, especially because we know, right, you can't skip. If you skipped b'di'eved, then mistama, as long as it was understandable, it is okay. But not l'chadchila for sure, even if somebody is in a rush. You see, the Gemara didn't suggest that. When the Gemara said, if you're shas hatzchak or something, there's havineinu, there's tefillah katsara, but there's no, you know, yados l'tefillah, which could have helped us out also. But either way, pashtus, there is no yad for tefillah. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we had a haschala here in this 3-month mesechta, about 90 blot in Mesechta Zedarim. So this is our summer avoda. Hashem, anybody out there that wants to get their friends into summer, getting ready for Elul the next couple of months, right? This ends in the middle of Elul, but Hashem, we should all be zocha to do every day one by one.